in a renovated auditorium that used to be part of a Mervyn's on West Camp Wisdom in Dallas's Redbird area, Andre Agassi told a room of charter school parents, teachers, and donors he was lucky.
I'm a ninth grade dropout. I got lucky with where I ended up. So my commitment has been to the children that aren't so lucky, the children that don't have a chance at a proper future and education. And I just couldn't accept living with that.
Nearly 20 years ago, Agassi created a nonprofit foundation for children. 8 years later, he opened a charter school in Las Vegas where he lives. More recently, he partnered with KIPP because he says it's a top-tier charter school operation.
They can have longer school days. They can have parental contracts. They can have children contracts on behavioral issues. There's no teacher tenure in the sense that these teachers are held accountable. These students are held accountable. The principals are held accountable. So if you can facilitate their growth, it's the most potent form of education.
Agassi has nothing against public schools, which charters are, technically. He just doesn't see them changing or innovating fast enough to serve thousands of kids and parents who want more options. Brenda Jones is a parent who jumped at Dallas's KIPP school after she heard about it on Oprah. She came up through DISD and liked her school, but says things have changed.
Teachers didn't care. I didn't see the quality of education coming out of DISD that I had previously seen when I was attending school.
Jones likes KIPP for her child. SMU Cox Business School professor Dan Howard says KIPP must feel the same way about Agassi.
It's hard to believe that they could have done any better. I mean, that is a very, very major get. It's a major benefit. They have to be, and I'm sure they are, absolutely ecstatic.
The retired tennis pro says he's in it for the long haul. He's helped build two KIPP schools. That means, he says, there's 98 more to go. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.